Okay, today Mir Tzshem will try to finish Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, the lachas of Bris Milah on Shabbos. Siv Vav tells us that you can't just do whatever you want when it comes to a Bris Milah. Machshire Milah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shev Shalah Sois Merv Shabbos, Enem Deichnes Shabbos, ever you can do before Shabbos to prepare the Milah you're supposed to do before Shabbos. Therefore, you can't just do whatever you want on Shabbos. So you can't carry things like a knife, a Milah knife, in order to do the Bris Milah on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishneh Berurah explain the hierarchy of using a goy as opposed to other derabbanans. We would faster use a goy if the issue was that we have to carry one thing to the other place. The Mishneh Berurah points out that you are supposed to take the knife to the baby, as opposed to the baby to the moyel. Whether you would be allowed to carry the knife in a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not, the Shulchan Aruch itself seems to be machmer. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkat and Chavbez, it's not so simple. It is machlekes. However, his last line is machmer. If you have a real full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabbim according to everybody, then you are supposed to be machmer. And that means be machmer even to ask a goy to carry the knife for you. However, the chances of having a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim deraisa, according to everyone, and not being able to do the Bris Milah is almost impossible, and that's why the Mishneh Berurah just says that it's mutter, because we don't have a situation of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nowadays. Okay, many times since we started learning, we discussed Ocean Parkway as an example, but even for this halacha, I can't use Ocean Parkway as an example because a lot of different opinions how to measure the 600,000 people. And besides for that, there's a shita that says even if it is Daraisa, it's Mutter B'Makom Sarech Gadol. That's what the Mishneh Berurah is discussing, Sivkat and Chav Beis. So it's basically going to be impossible to find a case where we're Machmer. And therefore, it says the Mishneh Berurah, you would be able to tell a goy to bring the knife for you on Shabbos in order to do the Bris Milah. However, don't forget the big klal we spoke about it many times is Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah, that's mutter. But to ask a goy to do a deraisa, normally we say that's not mutter. Okay, the next halacha is talking about having the medicines prepared. Obviously, a Bris Milah is done already. Let's say a Bris Milah is done already, then whatever the baby needs, you do. It's pikuach nefesh. However, the question is, would we allow one to do the Milah knowing that they don't have all the medicines prepared, and you're going to put yourself in a matzif of pikuach nefesh? So that's what's being discussed here in Siv Zayin and the Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Chav Dalet. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. He says, you're not allowed to do the Bris Milah. You're not allowed to create a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Lashon is v'chein lo yomer omol oisoy. I'm going to do the Bris Milah. Kshistar charkach. And then afterwards, when we're going to need the medicine, because it's sakana, I'm going to do the malacha, because pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So the Mishneh Berurah says, kem da akshav yadeh shi efshir. Since now you know it's impossible to avoid the pikuach nefesh situation, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to create a pikuach nefesh situation and say, oh, pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. This is a very important halacha for us, even without Bris Milah. It's just an important klal gadol. Even though pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos, you're not allowed to create a situation of pikuach nefesh to be doicha Shabbos. Okay, in the next halacha, it's talking about the bandaging that you need. Again, you're not allowed to do malachas unless it's a pikuach nefesh situation. But if it's not a pikuach nefesh situation, you're not allowed to do malachas, but the rabbanans you can do, either through a goy or other types of derabbanans. That's what's being discussed. And Simcha Siftas, it talks about washing off the baby. Apparently, that's what the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is. Bezman chachmei gemara, in the times of the Gemara, so that's going back around 1600 years ago from today, then it was considered sakanas nefashis not to give the baby three baths. A bath before the Milah, a bath after the Milah, and a bath on the third day of the Milah. Third day means you skip one day. Let's say the bris is on Thursday. Skip Friday, the third day is Shabbos. Okay, so the third day is always considered, it's basically 2 days later in the week. That's how we would say it. If the bris is Monday, so then the third day is Wednesday. Anyways, so those three times is when they believe they needed to do a bath because sakanas nefashis. However, the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays things have changed and we don't feel like that's the metzius, and therefore you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to give baths. The Ramah adds that in his place, in his Medinas, they did do baths at least before the Mila. After the Mila, they waited till after Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that what's going on over here is as follows. First of all, sometimes medicine changes over years. Sometimes they believe something's Pekuach Nefesh, and then they later on decide that's not the metzius, and it's not Pekuach Nefesh. That's first of all. But the second point that the Mishnah Berurah makes is that the Ramah clearly held that even though it was not Mamash Pekuach Nefesh, because he says he's not arguing on the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't believe that the Shulchan Aruch holds it's not Pekuach Nefesh, and in Poland, somehow it was Pekuach Nefesh. Kilo the Mechaber was in the Mideastern countries part of his life. He was in Sfas and Eretz Yisrael, but he's also in other places. I think Egypt was one of the places, or Spain. I don't remember, maybe Morocco. I think it was in North Africa at one point in time, and also in Spain, but I don't remember exactly. I forget where the different places that the Mechaber was in before he was in Sfas. But either way, in the Mideastern countries, the Mechaber said it's not Pekuach Nefesh. So why in Poland would it be Pekuach Nefesh? So Mishnah Berurah says don't learn that that's what they're arguing about. The Ramah agrees it's not Pekuach Nefesh. But still, it's very, very, very important. It's something very necessary, and therefore we still do it. So it's a very important nekuda, because that says, that's telling us that you don't need a Pekuach Nefesh Mamish in order to do the things that the Gemara spoke about doing. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is very clear over here, the Ramah is very clear, that you're not cooking the water on Shabbos. If it's Pekuach Nefesh, you'd be allowed to cook the water on Shabbos. This is water that was cooked the day before Shabbos. So even though normally we say it's Aser because we don't allow one to go into hot water, we allow one for the tzarech gadol, not Pekuach Nefesh, but for the tzarech gadol of washing the baby, we allow the parents, anyone, the nurse, whoever's taking care of the baby, to wash him with the hot water that was made before Shabbos. Okay, then the last halacha is very important for us, just to see that the Shulchan Aruch understands the world we live in, meaning to say that there's a real life world, right? We know there's a halacha that bris milah is doicha Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Torah. As long as it's the eighth day, as long as it's not a C-section, all the things we discussed in the past. But once you get to the real world, it doesn't always work out perfectly at bris milah. You need to have an expert moyel. So Sif Yud is bringing up that point. He says, if you're going to do a bris milah on Shabbos, you have to have some previous experience. That's what I meant by the real world. He's applying it now, the application. You need previous experience to do a bris milah on Shabbos. You can't just say, let me try to do it for the first time. No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to just do the first bris milah ever that you're doing on Shabbos, because you might mess up, but you might be mechal Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion, Sif Katan Lamevav, about the different components to the bris milah. Mila, Priya, Metzitza. We spoke about this in the past, that Metzitza apparently was treated almost like a part of the Bris Mila, not just the Refuah. And he ends off by saying that, at least according to Shus Yankiv that he quotes here in Sifkat Olam Evav, that you're actually allowed to split it up into three parts. One person can do the Mila, a different person can do the Priya, and a different person can do the Metzitza. Okay, it's a discussion on the Mishnah Berurah. It's pretty irrelevant to us, because nowadays the Moel does everything. But it is important to point out that you are allowed to have different people team up in the Chilul Shabbos of the Bris Milah. It doesn't have to be only one person who does it. The Shulchan Aruch points out that even the father is allowed to do it. Doesn't make a difference. Father, anybody. Why the father would be different is a discussion in the Gemara. It's really relevant for the Halacha. So that is how the Shulchan Aruch ends the Simen Shin Lamed Alef. The Ramah tells if you want to learn more about this, you got to learn Yeradeh Simen Resh Samach Vav. Okay, it's not in our curriculum, so we're going to move over next time to Shin Lamed Beis.